Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR, Number 160. Christ's Presence Felt at Foot Washing Ceremony. Item 1. Requested by Elder Fagel, evangelist and teacher, for use in an Andrews University term paper on foot washing. Christ's Presence Felt at Feet Washing Ceremony. January 1st, 1859. The commencement of another year. My husband went down into the water and buried 7 with Christ in baptism. 2 of them were but children. 1 prayed earnestly in the water to be kept unspotted from the world. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so the candidates were raised up out of the water. May they live a new life unto God. Will they be enabled to crucify self and imitate the self-denying life of Jesus? In the evening, the church followed the example of their divine Lord. Said Jesus on the night that he was betrayed, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." John 13, verse 14 to 17. I was greatly blessed while engaged in washing the feet of my dear mother. It seemed to me to be the last time I should have the privilege. I felt called out to cry earnestly unto God that those weary feet might run in the way of God's commandments, travel the whole length of the Christian road, and after her weary pilgrimages ended, lay off her armor at the feet of her Redeemer, and finally stand upon the Mount Zion and walk the streets of gold. We wept together, and that season will be long remembered. A holy solemnity pervaded the congregation. The place seemed awful and solemn on account of the presence of the Lord. After we had followed the example of our Lord in washing feet, we partook of the communion. It was an impressive scene as we called to mind the sufferings of our dear Savior for our sins. Our hearts were deeply melted and overflowed with gratitude and love to Him who had paid such a dear price to ransom us from the power of Satan and hopeless misery. Jackson, Michigan. Sabbath, April 2nd, 1859. Brother Meade's family came to the meeting. Also, Brother Burwell and wife, and a near neighbor who has recently commenced to keep the Sabbath. May the Lord enable them, Brother and Sister Gregory, to persevere. They seem good. The meeting was profitable. Nothing of particular interest occurs. In the evening, attend to the ordinances. My mind was particularly depressed. A horror of great darkness settled upon me. James felt it. Also, Brother Palmer. We commenced to follow the example of our dear Savior to wash one another's feet. While in this act, the dark clouds parted and revealed to us again our Savior. James and Brother Palmer were also set free. Our mourning is turned to rejoicing. We feel a peace of mind which is ever desirable to be felt by the Christian. Item 2. Requested by A.L. White for use in answering questions on Ellen G. White's attitude toward secular music. Music, well selected and well rendered. For about an hour, the fog did not lift and the sun did not penetrate it. Then the musicians, who were to leave the boat at this place, entertained the impatient passengers with music, well selected and well rendered. It did not jar upon the senses as the previous evening, but was soft and really grateful to the senses because it was musical. Released 1964.